Page 277, ratio tests. Well, we'll be on Gimel today. So again, we're discussing the bracha Gomel, discuss situations when a person would bench Gomel. And yesterday we talked about how a person benches Gomel. Well, what's the bracha of Gomel? So we saw HaGomel L'chayvim Tov, Shugumalani Kol Tov. And then the people who will answer, those who listen, who hear, will answer now, the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't know if we got to this yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam says you should say this bracha standing. You should be standing. And we'll see more about this later. If you sat, but yeah, but it's okay. And also the Mishnah Berurah says that what happens if the responders did not respond? You said the bracha. People didn't find out who your friends are. They didn't answer back, Misha Gomalko Kalto, Vigomalko Kalto Sal. So well, then what? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not ma'akev, meaning that you don't have to do it again. Again, I don't know if you're Mr. Popularity, if they're not answering, I don't know. But again, but still, we still have the idea that there should be people listening. They should answer. But we saw from yesterday that there should be people answering. By the way, there is a berhete. We'll see also more about this later. That you should try to say Goma within 3 days of whenever the incident ended. In other words, I don't know. You came back from a long trip, and I don't know. So whenever you landed, and you're back home, so you should say bench Goma within 3 days. We'll see more about that in a little while, or as we go through the halachas. Let's go to Gimel. Okay, so we saw in base that there's a nusach, there's a way to bench Goma. We'll talk about later, next week, Emirat Hashem, what happens if you didn't say that nusach? Let's say you said something different, right? The whole idea is to thank Hashem that Hashem spared you from a certain type of sakana. So let's say you said something else. So do you say, we yotzo gomel? So don't worry about that. We'll talk about that later. But getting back to the point, so there's a speaker and there's respondents. So look at this, Gimel. Sarach levarach bracha zu bifnei asara. Supposed to say this bracha in front with a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we say 10, there should be 10, that includes the Baal Hanes, the person who underwent, who was subject to this Nes. Now, Be'er Halach, Shar Tzion, there's a long Shar Tzion. Shar Tzion brings down other opinions who say that there should be a minyan. Excluding, there should be 11 people, excluding the person who is benching Gomel. But the Mishnah, the Chofetz Chaim says, but we're lenient, 10, including the Baal Hanes, the person who was saved. Now look what it says, Sarach levarach bracha zu bifnei asara, v'trei minayhu rabbanan, and two of them should be talmidei chachamim. The Be'er Heitev says, people who can answer a shaila, who know something about halacha. So you have 10, and two should be something. Why? Well, why do we have these two criteria, minyan and two tamil chacham? So the machaber says dixi because the pasuk says yeromamuhu bikal am, that you should praise Hashem with a kahal am. So we all know kahal or ador, things like that means a minyan, right? That's the definition. And the pasuk continues, "Moshav zakeinim yalaluhu," and where zakeinim, wise people sit, you should praise Hashem. So y'all know zakeinim is plural, so that means two. So what do we see? We see you need a kahal, you need zakeinim. So kahal means a minion. Zakeinim is at least two zakeinim. So therefore, this alludes to benching gomel. So therefore, the pasuk is saying 10 and two should be zakeinim. Let's say you don't have Talmid Chachamim walking around. Lo yaniach milavarech. So still, you got a minion, you make the bracha anyways, even though the other nine people are maratzim or whatever, they're not big Talmid Chachamim, but still. Now here's the famous thing. V'nagu, the Machaber says, v'nagu levarech achar kriyas haTorah. The custom is that the person benches Gomel after Kriyas Torah. Either it gets an aliyah or whatever. So the poskim say there's other people have chiyuvim on your side or whatever. So they come first. But again, if there's no chiyuvim, no other obligations, so we give an aliyah to the guy who's supposed to bench Gomel. He benches Gomel after the last bracha that he makes. Lefi shiyeh sham asara, because, you know, if you're laning, there's got to be a minion. Right? Or else you're doing something more wrong. And you got to save the Torah. How about if there wasn't a minyan, Yeshomim Shiyatza, Yeshomim Shlo Yatza? Some people say, yeah, it's good. Some people say, no. The Torah locks are Luvarach, Bifnei Asar, below Haskar Shem Lamachus. So you should go back and say it again, Gomo, but without mentioning Hashem's name. So we're running a little late, so we'll get back to this. But I just wanted to tell you a quick story. A few years ago, there was a shir back in New York. The Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasar, Rav Neuford, came to America, which is very unusual. So he gave a shir about Hilchos Shabbos. So remember, this is a few years ago. So I wasn't there, but the Agudah was nice enough to send me a copy, to send me a recording of Rav Neuford. And I'll never forget, well, I don't remember too much from that shir, but I remember that he got up. I mean, it's on tape. It's right there. He got up and he said, you know, the halacha says, you know, he came from Eretz Yisrael, so you have to bench Gomel. So he said, the halacha is that you're supposed to bench with a minyan, and it should be preferably two Talmid Chachamim. He says, you know, there's a minhag to do it after Kriyas HaTorah. He said, but that's a minhag. But he said, imagine, it says that you should have two Talmid Chachamim there. So imagine if you have a whole room of Talmid Chachamim, he said. You know, because he was giving a shir to the Agudah Rabbanim. So all of a sudden you hear a pause and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Agom Melech Hayavim Tov Shugmai Kol Tov. And you hear everybody say, Mi Shugma Tov. So I still remember that you know, like he said, imagine, you know, like a Sefer, yeah, Sefer Torah or the two Talmid Chachamim. I have a whole room of Talmid Chachamim. And he, so anyways, we'll get into this a little more. Mir Tov Hashem, next time we're together.